It's the X's and O's. It's the radio shows. It's exclusive and in-depth conversations with the GM. It's all that and more. And it's Texans Weekly, starting right now.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Weekly. I'm Patty Smith, and it's Deep Steel Blue Sunday here at NRG Stadium this weekend as the Houston Texans take on the Tennessee Titans for the 26th time in franchise history. Now, the Houston Texans have won three of the last four, including a Week 8 matchup in Nashville, where the Texans came away with the 30-16 victory. But the big news of the week is at the quarterback position, Ryan Mallett is out.
We placed Ryan Mallett on, we're in the process of it if it hasn't been done already, but placed him on injured reserve. I just say something about that too. The other day, what we try to do is we try to give the guy a complete evaluation from our doctors, maybe other doctors, before we make a final determination on what the injury is. So that's why it takes a few days. I know this is a fast-paced news cycle or whatever, but it takes a few days to determine, what the injury is, what the extent of it is, and we go from there in the best interest of the player. Along the lines of the quarterback position, Ryan Fitz will be our starting quarterback on Sunday, and then we'll figure out who the second quarterback is throughout the week here, whether it's going to be Tom Savage or Thaddeus Lewis.
From day one, Coach O'Brien has told us, he is going to do whatever he can to put the team in the best situation to win. And so that's what he felt. Like I said, I didn't agree with it, but I was a professional about it just like he was. And it's the NFL, and you never know what's going to happen. And here we are a couple weeks later with an unfortunate situation, with Ryan. But ready to go.
We got all the confidence in the world in Fitzpatrick. He's a leader. He's a guy who's been in this league for a while. So why wouldn't you have confidence in him?
You think it's pretty much the same just because the system's the same? It doesn't change a whole lot, right?
Yeah, it doesn't change. He's had the chance to learn the offense a little better, after sitting a little time out and just taking a different standpoint and learning his offense.
And as Ryan Fitzpatrick returns to the field for the Houston Texans, you might have noticed one thing that did not return with him was his burly beard.
Finally got some time to look in the mirror and thought it was disgusting, so... decided to trim it down a little bit.
What did your kid say?
Dad, you have the longest neck in the world. That was one comment. The girls, they like it, actually. They weren't scared, so that was good. And the boys want me to grow it back.
It's a little bit less werewolfy, so he looks a little bit more normal, I guess. So I think he looks fine.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll sit down with Executive Vice President and General Manager of the Houston Texans, Rick Smith. Stay with us.